Okay, the boys say today's daf is Kifnin Beis, and as we will see, we'll have a number of interesting scenarios today, all involving a Shchivmara, and we'll see small little differences can cause major halachic ramifications, as we will see in Yetzisha. Itmar, we learned. Matana Shchivmara shekosiv bo kinyan. You had a matana shchemra, meaning it was a document that was clearly a will that was signed, or was, I should say, written by or on behalf of a shchemra. However, unlike your normal shtar shchemra, here was kosev bo kinyan. Kosev bo kinyan explains Rishbam that the shchemra decided to also make a kinyan, like a kinyan suder, to go and give away the property to the eventual beneficiaries. The Rishbam says, Lav Davka, that it was written in Ishtar. The same thing would also apply if it was done orally. That the Shchimra, instead of just saying, I hereby allocate my Nechasim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yankel, Beryl, Shmerel, he also went and made a Kinyan. And the Kinyan that we're typically referring to is a Kinyan Suda. What happens in such a case? So he has deviated from the normal way that a shchimra would normally give up his nechasim or allocate his nechasim by making this additional kinyan. So beirav mishmei derav amri arkevei atrei rechshi. By doing so, he has now enhanced the koyach of his shtar shchimra or his matona shchimra. Arkevei atrei rechshi is an expression which means it's as if it's riding on two chariots or riding on two horses. The Rishbam brings the raya from Apusik and Megillus Esther, Rechvei Horechesh O Achash Teronim, that the messengers that went out from the king and went and told everybody the Pashek and Haksav, what it says on the royal decree, they were Rechvei Rechesh O Achash Teronim. That rechesh is the rechshi that we're talking about over here, and therefore Rav sees this as a very positive development. Ushmul amar, Shmuel says just the opposite. Lo yadana mai odunba. I don't know what halacha should I give to this. In other words, I don't know how to paskin this shayla. And the Gemara goes and explains. Be'rab ishmei derab amri arkevei atrei rechshi. What did I mean to say that it has now like riding on two horses or in two chariots? That harihike matnes bari and harihike matnes shchimra. It has the benefits of both. Both being a maton of a bari and being a maton of a shchimra. But what are those two koiches? Harihike matnes bari. Shim omad enoi choyze. Oh, this is very important, Rabbi Yisai. Very important. Under normal circumstances, every shchimra, if he lives, he can go and change his mind and say, I want everything back. Here you have a shchimra, and Rishbam emphasizes, we're not talking about a matnas shchimra b'miktas. We're talking a matnas shchimra b'kulay. He's giving away his entire estate, lock, stock, and barrel. And he passed away. He passed away, there's nothing to talk about. What happens if Omar, if Baruch Hashem, he has a miraculous recovery, and he says, okay, I want to get it all back. Our Mishnah said you get it all back. That's under normal circumstances. However, if he enhanced and enforced his matnas shchimra by also making a kinyan, now it's irrevocable. Shem omad einoy choizim. So that's what Rav meant when he said it's matnas bari, that this becomes an irrevocable present, just like any other present of a bari. You don't get a second chance. He gave it away. Finished. You don't get it back. However, it's also kimatna shchimra shim omer halva osay leploini halva osay leploini. What happens if there was a milv alpeh and he wants to give this milv alpeh away to Yankel, to Beryl, to Shmerel, to somebody else? It works. Normally under matonis bori, you cannot make a kinyan to go and transfer a halvoas balpeh. A milva alpeh. You normally cannot go and transfer milva alpeh by making a kinyan. a Meshicha, a Hagbah, a Kinyan Siddur. Normally you can't do that. There is an exception to the rule, which you had already a couple of times. You can do B'mamad Shloshtim. The B'mamad Shloshtim is not the form of a Kinyan. And here we didn't even have B'mamad Shloshtim. The other person wasn't there. For instance, the Loiva wasn't present. To be able to go and say to Loiva, Loiva, go and give this halvah eventually to Yankel or to Baruch. So he wasn't here. However, the Matoras Shchimra is so strong that you can go and transfer a milva al pleh lepoini, which you could not normally do by a Matonas Bori. Therefore says Rav, by adding on this kinyan, the Shchimra has enhanced the allocation of his property and the subdivision of his estate in two ways. Number one, it's Matonas Bori that he cannot change his mind. And it's Matana Shchimra that even a milv al peh gets transferred without any difficulty. Now Shmuel, however, said Shmuel, I'm a lo yadana my other, but I don't know what to do. Because Shemuel leikum alak noisi ala beishtar, beishtar li achar visa. Says Shmuel, I don't really know how to paskin the shayla, because the reason why he made the kinyan sounds like to me that he rejected the normal takanas chachamim of that we have halacha of divrei shchimra k'chsur m'chtarim dami. I'm only saying it's drabanan because it's one of the madiyam we had in the Gemara. But remember, we had in fact a three-way machloikis whether matn shchimra is the araisa or midivrei sofrim from neviim or midraban. But this person said, I don't want to rely on matan shchimra. I want to do it through a kinyan. Now, although the Gemara used the expression Shemle Gomalak Noisi El Bishtar, the Gemara doesn't really mean Davke Bishtar, because the Rishbam repeats three or four times in this long Rishbam here on the right hand side that Shtar is Lav Davke. The fact that he insisted on making a Kinyan, in this case a Kinyan Sudar, means that he could be viewed as rejecting Matana Shchimra, and he says, I don't want to just rely on Matana Shchimra. I want to make a kinyan. Now, that's all good and fine, but the kinyan would not be chal now. He wants his kinyan to be chal li'achar misa, and this is not going to work. Ein shtar li'achar misa. They won't have a kinyan li'achar misa. And therefore, says Shmuel, although this person had good intentions, he wanted to go and strengthen his hand in allocating his nechasim, unfortunately, kol ha'moisiv goyreah, by adding on this kinyan, now this whole thing is now in a total cloud. I don't know what to do. Did he really intend to enhance, like Rav said? Or his actions speak louder than his words by the fact that he made such a kinyan, he's rejecting the concept of Matan Shchimra. Matan Shchimra helps. It's like a Mahayoy Mula Achar Misa. But he's saying, I'm giving a kinyan now. But the kinyan now doesn't work because he's not giving his nechasim now. And therefore, the shtar, the kinyan will not work Achar Misa, and it's zero.
I'm
you have a question?
Yeah, I'm surprised because we had in the Mishnah, Mishnah Manasseh, Mishnah Zuri, and Baser Umdinav. Clearly, Baser Umdinav, this person wants to transfer this property, either as a Shchimra, or as a Bari, or as a combination of both. Why is Shmuel rejecting that he can do this?
The Umdinav that we're talking about in the Mishnah is the fact that he didn't mention the word Misa. He just said, I'm giving away my Nechasim. Because if it's mitzava machmas misa, we said in the Gemara,
right,
even if it was a matona shchimra b'mitzas, we say that it is a good matona, and he cannot be choisim. That's the umdana aspect, because he didn't mention the word misa. Here he also didn't mention the word misa. Here we're talking about the fact that he decided, instead of just divrei shchimra, just to speak, he decided to make a kinyan.
I'm not disputing what you're saying about mentioning misa. I'm saying
the premise of your kasha is this umdana. The umdana only focuses on the fact that he didn't say the word misa. That is therefore irrelevant regarding whether he made a kinyan or not. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so according to Rav, this is super effective by adding the additional word, or adding the additional kinyan. According to Shmuel, I am now in turmoil, I don't know what to do, and therefore it would not be an effective allocation of his nechasim. And therefore what would happen? L'achamei v'esim will go to his yorshim. Now the Gemara says, however, it's not so simple. For Rami the Rava, the Rava, the Shmuel, the Shmuel. We're going to have a steer Rav and Rav, and Shmuel, and Shmuel. The Shalach Rami Shmei, the Rebavot. Have a Yadi. You should know. Shishalach Rabbi Lozer leGoyla Mishim Rabbeinu. Rabbi Lozer sent the following message to Goyla in the name of Rabbeinu, in the name of Rav, the same Rav. Shchem Rasha Amar Kisru Utnu Mona LePloini. What happened? You have a Shchem Rav that said, "Go and write out and give a shtar and say and give a mona LePloini." Umes, and he died. Ein koisim menoisim. You don't go and give it to him. Since he said kisru tenu, and kisru means go right out of shtar, and give the money leploini, presumably not give physically the money now, but go and write in a shtar that we're giving a money leploini. Don't write it out la'achar misa, because shemulei gom laknoise ele b'shtar. His whole kavana was to go and give this allocation through a shtar, and now it's too late. Ein shtar la'achar misa. The person died. Who used those very same words? Those were the words that Shmuel was using a moment ago. Shmuel said, "I don't know how to be done this situation." Rav is mamish quoting Shmuel, and Rav, of course, said just the opposite in the previous machlokes. The Amar of Yoram is Shmuel. You do give the shtar, you do write it, and you do give it, and it's not a problem. How can you go and say that? Shmuel just said a minute ago that maybe only wanted to be makna mishtar v'shtar achamisa. So the stira both Rav and Rav and Shmuel on Shmuel kasha Rav the Rav kasha Shmuel Shmuel the Rav the Rav lekasha. Hard economy nay, hard economy nay. A big difference between the first case and the second case. In the first case, there was a separate kinyan. What was that kinyan? A kinyan suda, where the shchimra said implicitly, "I don't only want to rely on the divrei shchimra kechsum ruchsam davi. I want to enhance my delegation, my allocation of my property. How? By making a kinyan." So therefore, that strengthens his resolve, strengthens what he said. That's a yipakoyach. It goes and strengthens it. That's why it works. Over here, all he said was go and give a shtar. However, he didn't say make a kinyan now. So this shtar that will be, won't be written, will have nothing to do with a kinyan. What's the writing of the shtar? The writing of the shtar was for purposes of evidence. A shtar raya. Shtar raya ba'alma. Therefore says Rav, since there was no kinyan, neither written in the shtar nor separately done, it's a shtar. In shtar the achamis. That's the difference between Rav and Rav. The first Rav on the top is talking about mitzvah special kinyan konuminei, therefore it's atrei rachshi. Second case is talking about there was no separate kinyan. He's only trying to effect something through a shtar. Ein shtar l'achar misa is like konuminei. There wasn't a separate kinyan. He doesn't need a shtar.
Right. So the fact he's memorializing a shtaraya will allow the memorial. His action to shtimura should transfer it over, not through a shtar, but through the power of shtimura.
So you have to go and say that Rav holds in this case, like Shmuel holds in the first case, that perhaps the kavan of this person in making a shtar was to say, maybe it doesn't work the bishchemra, and therefore I want to do a dafkim mitashtar.
So he's confounding his own intention by adding the shtar.
It's a kolmoisiv gorea situation.
Yes,
a kinatul dami. Fine. And that is Rav. Rav. What's the mitchmol? The shmol. The shmol leikasha. The miyape es koychoi. What means the miyape es koychoi? So we'll see in Mechem on the Omid Beis that a person, if he really wants to enhance his allocation of nechasim, what he can do is in his shtar matna shchimra, he can add magic words. Meaning, he takes your normal, regular last will and testament, the way it would normally be written if it was a matna shchimra, and he says, and a boisa, in addition to the matna shchimra, which is reflected and memorialized in the shtar, I also want to add on a kinyan like a matonas bari. He uses those types of words. So therefore he's miyapas koichai by adding these magic words. That is it changes the complexion. So you just want to take a quick look on the Amud Beis for a moment. We're going to get to see it in the Mechem shortly. On the fourth and the fifth line, Heichidom miyapas koichai, how do you show the sipri koichai? You write in the shtar, the kanina minei, and we made a kinyan, moisif al matan tedor, in addition to the existing matana, this matana shchemera. In this case, it becomes crystal clear that this is not a substitute, but this is a supplement. Meaning, getting back to Shmuel, and Shmuel is very, very important for our Gemara, because we always pass them like Shmuel Bedini, particularly in our Gemara. And therefore, in the first case, when the person made a kinyan, and he wrote the kinyan in a shtar, if he didn't say that this kinyan is in addition to the matana shchemera, it sounds like, I don't know, is it a matana shchemera? Is it a kinyan bari? Is it a matana shchemera? Is it a kinyan? I don't know. So Shmuel, I don't know how to go and figure this out, how to understand this shtar, because maybe his kavana was, I don't want to be yoytze through the matna shchimra approach, I want to be yoytze through the kinyan approach. But you can't go and make a kinyan now to be chal achar misa, just like ein shtar achar misa, the kinyan not going to help achar misa. And therefore, says Shmuel, by writing these two conflicting lashonis, I'm now conflicted, I don't know what to do. But in the second shtar, so we just said according to Shmuel, Koisim and Oisim, it's talking about a case where the Shchimera says, I know I'm a Shchimera, and I want to go and be Maknim B'Matod Shchimera, but in addition to that, I want to supplement and enhance my giving away, my bequest. You know what I'm going to do? I'm also going to ask you to please put into the shtar the kanina minei that we're making a kinyan. Oh, so therefore it becomes. So therefore,
nullifies the
original
shtar. It doesn't nullify, but it creates a murky.
So therefore, the difference between halacha number one and halacha number two, that Shmuel said the first one is no good, the second one is good, and the first one he didn't clearly define the difference or the relationship between this matana shchimera and the kinyan, and therefore I don't know what he really intended. It becomes murky, vague, ambiguous, ich weiß nicht, and therefore since I don't know the other one. However, the second one he was very, very clear about how he drafted the shtar. The shtar said it's a matana shchimera, but in addition to that, I also want to add a special kinyan. This is not a substitute, but this is a supplement. When you're substituting one for the other, says Shmuel, you might be substituting, it's murky. Here, if you're supplementing, you're enhancing, no problem. So that's how the Gemara concludes, according to Shmuel. Yosef Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Achoyu de Rava, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was sitting in back of Rava. V'yosef Rava Kamed Rav Nachman and Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. We don't mean the same Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, because that would be just redundant and superfluous.
We're saying,
presumably Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, who was giving the shiur, and therefore Rava is sitting in front of him as a Talmud, and in back of Rava, in the second row, was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And Koyvoy Minei, and Rava asked the following shayla to Rav Nachman. Back at the top, Shmuel said that if you go and write a shtar mit a kinyan, I don't know the Yodana Eden, but I don't know how to go and explain and how to paskin the shayla. The same Shmuel said, Shchimra shekozav kol nechosav lachayim. Shchimra gave everything away. Avu bishikonam yodah. Oh, mitakinyan. Omad. If afterwards he recovers, choyzer he can go and change his mind and get his nechosim back. The only reason why he was giving away all of his nechosim is because it was machmas misa. Even though he didn't say explicitly, this is what Barry was talking about before. There's the umdina. Shem ben Manasseh, Shem Shazuri, that when a person gives away all his nechasim, we assume and we look into his mind, and his mindset was to go and give away machmas misa. However, if he survives, he gets everything back. Now, the kasha is not from the survival. The kasha is from what happens if he does not survive. From our Gemara, it's crystal clear, it's only if he recovers, he gets it back. However, if he dies, then whatever he allocated was a good allocation. So it says in our Gemara, says Shmuel, Shchimera that rol kol nechosav, aval pishekana miyodoy, if he ultimately dies, it was effective. Shmuel said on the top about a Shchimera shekosav b'kinyan, that I don't know what to do. Lo yedana my odin ba. Maybe like, koma lekoy tel b'shtar. is the Chassid of Shmuel and Shmuel. The Ishtik, when Rav Nachman heard this, he was quiet. Kikom, when he got up, Rav Nachman Yitzchak the Rava. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped a few words. One second, slowly, don't be nervous. So, finish the Gemara's Kasha, Bidush, Le'ikinyi L'machlas Amisa, is the Chassid of Shmuel and Shmuel. That's the Kasha that Rava asked to Rav Nachman. Va'achvele biyodei. And Rav Nachman made some sort of hand signal. What is that hand signal? Unfortunately, even the art scroll doesn't have a picture of exactly what the hand signal was. But the Rishbam gives us two pshatim. Either one hand signal was to say, the answer is simple, I know the answer is not a kasha. Or the hand signal was presumably with a finger going up in the air to show a yipui koyach. He wants to tell him, we're not talking about a situation where it was just a regular shtar, but it was an enhancement, a supplement to the shtar. And therefore, depending on what the hand signal was, it was either a hand signal to go and show, sinish kakashi, there's an answer, or it was to go and show, so you can try to demonstrate on your own what the yipui koyach was. If you look at what the hand signal was, you see Rishbam's first narrow line, achvali biyadik, shiridei atiris b'tavar, he was showing with his hand as if to say, sinishver, I have a teretz. Or inami ramaz loy ke'en yipui koyach, this hand signal was to go and show that he was miyapa koyach, somehow probably he showed his hand going up in an elevated situation, maybe he was putting his thumb up to go and say, talking about he was miyapa koyach. The second Gemara is talking about that he gave a yipui koyach, and that's now what the Gemara that we look back on the Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak L'Rava, my achvilach, what did he show you? Amalei b'miyap es koychoi, he was telling me either that there's a teretz, or he was telling me expressly with his hand signal that it's talking about yipui koyach. Hey chidom miyap es koychoi. How does yipui koyach work? Amar Rav Chizda, the kanina minei moisif al matanta da. Meaning that the regular shtar is matana shchimra. In the matana shchimra, we added on an additional line, the kanina minei. We also made a kinyan. Why? Not as a substitute, not as a replacement, but moisif al matan tado. We want to enhance, we want to supplement this. Supplement. Even Shmuel would agree in such a case that it would work. But Shmuel doesn't go all the way to the extent of holding like Rav. Because remember, Rav said on the top of the Amud that Shchimra Shekosu Bakinyan, what's the halacha? It's so strong. Arkevi Atrei Rachshi, it's like a Matonis Barishim Amad Einoi Choyzer. Even if he recovers, he cannot get his property back. It's irrevocable. However, the Shmuel here on the bottom of the Amud said, Alpha Pish Economy Yodi Oimid Choyzer. If he recovers, Mechem he should recover, he does get his property back. So the only difference between the first Shmuel and the second Shmuel is that if he doesn't add this Moisif Amatan Tadah, this Yipui Koyach, in the first case it's zero. This whole Matan Shchimra doesn't work, and everything will go to the Yorshim, the normal rules and laws of intestacy. Who was the first lawyer in history? Who was the first lawyer? Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what some people say. Some people say Avraham Avinu, because he tried to go and save Sodom and Gomorrah, and he said it's not so bad and Yesh Chamishim. But the answer is the Rabbeinu Shalom. How do you know that Rabbeinu Shalom was the first? Because what's a lawyer in Hebrew? An Orech Din. What do we say Yom Neroim? Lekail oirechtim levoichem levovois biyoimdim the goyla miko. So you see that Rabbi Yishu was the first lawyer. And the Gemara says oirechtim in Eretz Yisrael is a lawyer. It's a shofet. Right? Parsha shoftim.
Take a contract. You have the contract in some way. Then he is in the if this is a new contract, is it the same contract? Because the same with Masadu. The Naya Zachachit, the new thing that he has on, Shribra, then he has a Kalino. Is the Zelda Zach, the Naya Zachachit?
It all depends on the terminology of the Shtar. If the terminology of the Shtar makes it vague and ambiguous, says Shmuel, I don't know what to do. Is it a matana? Is it a kinyan? Is the matana shchemra? Is the matana's body? I don't know. Therefore, I throw out the shtar. We rely on the regular Hilchos Yerusha. Says Rav, no. His intent was to enhance his koyach, and therefore that's why he wrote the multiple lashonis. I hereby give it as a bequest, and I'm also giving it as a present, metakinyan sudar, to go and enhance his koyach. It enhances it so much, now it becomes irrevocable even in Omad. Mashen Kin Shmuel says, no, it's murky. However, even Shmuel would agree that if you add yet another word, not just that it's a matana, and also writing that we made a kinyan. But if you write that the reason why I made the kinyan is to be moisif on the matana, that's miyabakoycha, and even Shmuel would agree, this is now a valid and binding shtar. But nevertheless, in Omad, he is choizer. He can still have charat. Anyway, so far we've had the first two cases. We're not finished yet, Rabbi Sai. Pshita, the next case, kosov lezeh vekosov lezeh, what happens if the Shchimra first wrote a shtar on behalf of Yankel, giving him all of it in the chasim, and then subsequently, before he passed away, he wrote out another shtar giving to Beryl all of it in the chasim? All of this should sound familiar because we had the five cases yesterday with the three mommies and the two sisters. At least in two of the cases, originally was given to one and then it was given to the other, and we said that the second one would win and not the first one. What's the reason why? Because daitiki, when we tell this daitiki, the word daitiki is presumably a Greek term which is being used in the Gemara as a term for a last will and testament. And the Gemara, when we have these types of Greek terms, the Gemara tries to figure out a way to fit it within the Aramaic. And it says that the daitiki means da tehei lemekim ulemehevi. This should be for the future existence of these nechasim, of these possessions. So therefore, daitiki is a contraction of da tehei lemekim ulemehevi. Aha. One will is mavatal another will. And by the way, for those of you that are familiar, in modern day secular American law, the same thing applies. If a person writes out multiple wills, the last will supersedes what Dr. Goldfarb said yesterday, that would trump all the previous wills. And Dr. Shelley Fine wasn't happy with the term trump. So let's just say it supersedes and vitiates and invalidates all prior wills. In fact, most wills, if they're written correctly, it says at the very beginning of the will that I hereby go and negate, avoid, and cancel all previous wills. Good. Anyway, so daiti v'tel is daiti. But that's what happens, kosel zeh v'kosel zeh. However, points out that Rishbam, however, he didn't hand over the shtar to either one. He just wrote the shtarois and kept it in his possession. Presumably, Shchimra didn't write it himself, but he had his mishorisim, his edim there, writing out the shtar, and the shtarois were never handed over to the ultimate beneficiaries. Therefore, daitiki, the second one gets it, and the first one does not get it. However, kasa v'zikul azeh. Now this zika, explains Rishbam, means that there was a mesiras hashtar. He handed over the shtar first to Yankel, and then afterwards he changed his mind and he wrote it for Beryl, and he gave Beryl the second shtar. The question is, who now wins? Who's going to go and get it? Rav Omar Rishon Kana, the first one is going to go and get it. Ushmul Omar Shaini Kana, the second Yid will get it. What are this for us? Rav Omar Rishon Kana, Hari Hi Kimatnas Bari, by handing over the shtar that's akin to making a kinyan now. A kinyan matnas bari. Remember, Rav is very strong on the first halacha that we had in the Omer Aleph. And in fact, the Gemara is going to say in a moment that Rav lishitosai, that by handing it over, that's akin to making a kinyan sudr. It's not as good as making a kinyan sudr. He's only handing over the shtar. What happened to this situation? It's like a matnas bari. And since it's like a matnas bari, just like we said on the Omer Aleph, that if a person were to go and write a shtar and make a kinyan in addition, says Rav, that enhances it and has a din like a matanah's bari, and im omad einoi choizer. So Rav extends this one halacha further, and he says, in this case, even if he were to recover, he cannot change his mind. Okay, this person has already recovered in a sense, because he's already given the matana to a second person. Sorry, it's irrevocable. By making a kinyan, what was the kinyan, the Mesiris Ishtar? That was akin to the kinyan on the Amud Aleph of the making of the Seder, and it's like a matana's bari, irrevocable, that belongs to Rishon Kadim. Shmuel Amar, Sheni Kadim, Harikim Matnas, Shchimara. Shmuel goes with Shitosai, that he said on the Amud Aleph that no, that the making of the kinyan doesn't help, and in fact it might even detract. Ah, if that's the case, why does Shmuel say that it's Matnas Shchimara, that it works? Shmuel, after all, said in a case where it's murky, lo yadana edenba, the choyu should go and say, since he gave it to the first one and he gave it to the second one, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do in this situation. Lo yadana. Why all of a sudden Shmuel says that the sheni is kana as opposed to the rishon? So this bothers Rishbam as well, and Rishbam says that this is a situation by being mezakel, since he didn't go and do a kinyan b'shasma. He handed over the shtar. This handing over the shtar is nishtahin and nishtahed, meaning it's in between. It's not a situation of a pure matnas shchimra. It's also not a situation of a matnas shchimra with the additional kinyan. Because if there would have been a kinyan suder at the time, said Shmuel, liyadan edinba, this whole shtar would fall down and you'd have to put it into the wastebasket. It would be rubbish. However, in our case, it's not talking about that they made a kinyan, but rather he handed over the shtar. Handing over the shtar, Rishbam says on the Amud Aleph of tomorrow, maybe you will have a chance to look at it, is he gave it l'raya. This giving l'raya didn't make it into a full-fledged kinyan. It was in between no kinyan and big kinyan. I'm handing over the shtar that you should have l'raya, meaning that if afterwards people are going to ask you, prove that this property is yours, I have a shtar. Oh. So therefore, the Shvam says it doesn't have the yipui koyach that Rav gives to a person that makes a kinyan. It doesn't have the hoiruas koyach that Shmuel said liyadana may edinba, but rather it's down the middle. And therefore, what happens as a result is it's blight. It remains like your normal, regular matnas shchimra, and just like a matnas shchimra, im omad choizer, a person's allowed to change his mind. I changed my mind. Even before I recovered, I changed my mind. I don't want to give it to Yankel anymore. I wanted to give it to Beryl now. Oh, it's just like a matnas shchimra, and therefore he can give it to Beryl. And when he did it, Shani is gone. The framework of Aplikim B'chad is in there. L'choira, it's based on the same rules that we had on the Amud Aleph in the original Machloikis. The Matnas Shchimra Shekasabah Kinyan. That according to Rav, since a Kinyan was written, it becomes irrevocable. Im Amad Ein Choizer. And therefore, if the person wants to give it now to person number two, too late. Hari he can Matnas Bari. Im Amad Ein Choizer. That's why he can't give it to the second one. And Shmuel Ishitasa, that Shmuel holds. No, I don't know for sure that it was miyapa koychoi. Maybe it was a substitute and not a supplement, but that's in a case where he didn't hand over the shtal araya. Here he handed over the shtal araya. Okay, so it takes away that murkiness and that cloud, and therefore it becomes like a regular normal matnas shchimra. Regular matnas shchimra im omad choizer, and therefore remember Shmuel Ishitosai, that even if he wrote in the shtar with a yipri koyach the kanina mi mei moisel matan tadar, Shmuel still holds omad choizer, so I'm choizer, and I take it away from the first one, from the rishon, I give it to the shayni. So the choyer, each one is going Lishitosai. Why do I have to repeat the halacha again? If it would only say in case number one, meaning on the omad aleph b'hakam rav. You know why in Ahmad Ein Choizer you can't change your mind? Because there was a full-fledged Kenyan of a Kenyan Suder. Abahad Leikonominate, there was just a Mesiris Ishtar. Only L'raya, not L'Kenyan. That doesn't reach the same level as an actual Kenyan Suder. Therefore I would say, maybe to agree to Shmuel, that in Ahmad Choizer he could change his mind, and therefore he decided to change his mind not to give it to Rishai, but to give it to Shani. V'yitmar b'hofer would only say the second halacha in our case now. V'hokam Shmuel. That's where Shmuel holds that it would work as matan shchimra, because he only did a mesiras ishtar, but he didn't do a kinyan sudr. Al b'hachman, the first case in which the Rav maybe agreed to Rav that the fact that he made the kinyan sudr, you don't even need to add the fancy words like kananinu minei moisu matan tado. Just making that kinyan shows you that he's enhancing. He's being miyapa koichoi. He's supplementing, not substituting. That's what I might have thought. Tzricha, that's why I have to repeat the same halacha twice, both on the Amid Aleph and on the Amid Beis. Yes?
We learned many, many times that the Chassid Vision of Christ, Aniki, the test of the Shtar of the Chazaka.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we saying that even a Shtar Raya, all these things, Shtar is no good, it's no good. Shtar is a way of transferring property. Why are we suddenly devaluing Shtar as a mechanism of conveying property? It's suddenly, it's like...
You're doing a very good question. And the answer is because your standard Shtar is written like a Matanah's Bari, that it's effective immediately. Here, the Shtar that we're talking about is a Matanah Shchimra. Matanah Shchimra, by definition, is that it's going to happen the Achamisa. Not to give a Kinyan now, but it should happen then. Yeah, the problem is if he didn't give it now, you want to go and give it afterwards, then maybe his kavanah was taka to go mimakna mit ashtar ein shtar achamisa. Ah, you're saying, but he gave the shtar now, but the shtar he said now is matanah shchimra, and therefore it's not in matanah's bari that it's effective now, it's only going to be effective later. And it doesn't say ma'yom al-achamisa with those magic words that it should be kind of from now or a minute before he passed away, etc. So therefore the shtar is a maximum only l'raya and not a shtar kinyan. Ah, says Rav, says, but that's enough. That also enhances his koiches as if he made a kinyan sudah on the Yabad Aleph. Shmuel says, it enhances it, that it takes away the murkiness. And therefore it's now a shtar shimra and stak l'raya. But it doesn't make it super strong like Rav says, to make it also im amad ein choizer, it continues to be im amad choizer. So this first, the way we learned until now is besura masnahachi. This last tickle that we had now, the machloik is Rav and Shmuel in a case one, he was kosav v'zikulazeh, kosav v'zikulazeh, which means that not only did he write the shtar, but he handed over the shtar when he was still alive, this matnas shchivmer shtar. That was the machloikas in Rav and Shmuel. That's how we learned it in Surah. The Pabadisa masnahachi. Pabadisa learned it slightly differently. This is not a steer to what we learned. It's not. It's a different scenario, and it's going to add now another level according to Shmuel. Omer of Yerba Barabba. This is how they learned Pabadisa. Sholchem Mebei Barab Mebei Rab Lishmuel. They sent the following Shaila from the Smedish of Rav to Shmuel. It could be that Rav was no longer alive, and therefore they're sending now a Shaila, Talmidim of Rav, say, Shmuel, what would you learn in this case? Now listen to the case now. Shchimra, shekosav kol mechosav l'achedim, v'konu miyodoi, and, doesn't say anything more, but and, he took the shtar and he handed it over to the beneficiary when he was still alive.
Sounds like he made a chalipin. Kanum yoda sounds like a chalipin, actually. Why are you saying he gave a shtar?
The person wrote out a shtar, kosukon lechosul achayim. He handed the shtar over to the beneficiary, like the previous case we just had now, kosav ezikul ezem. And in addition, they also made a kinyan sudah. So therefore, we have three actions here altogether. You have the matnas shchimra embodied in the shtar. He handed over the shtar, and he also couple that or enhance that by making now a kinyan. Now, what would be the halacha? Shalach lehu ein ach a kinyan klom. Once this kinyan is made, it becomes irrevocable. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us now is that Shmuel also agrees to Rav that there is a scenario where you can go and make it an irrevocable matana that you cannot change your mind, even in omad ein echoise.
Three horses.
It's the three. Which is that if he only wrote the shtar and it was konami yodai, we said already in the Omer Aleph, I don't know what to do with this. However, by the fact that not only did he write the shtar and konami yodai, but he also handed over the shtar, that already signs and seals it. It is now irrevocable forever and ever. Now, if you want to see the Rishbam, how he says clearly, even though Gemara didn't say over here that he handed it over. But if you look at the Rishbam, it's a long Rishbam, so I'm going to learn the last five lines of the Rishbam. You look at the very end, Bipumadisa Masno, in the middle of the Rishbam, five lines before the end, you have that Bipumadisa Masno. Shalch mi beirav l'shmur, lamdeinu rabbeinu. Now listen, Kosav, v'zika l'rishay, v'konami yodei. Our Gemara doesn't bring this v'zika l'rishay. When we said Zika before, because Zika was there, Rishbam said means Mesiris Ishtar. That's the gears according to the Rishbam. You have to add those two words. My Sholach Lo, Shmuel sent back. Kivin Shazikala. First of all, he wrote the Shah of Zikaloi and he handed it over. Vikonomine, and he made a kinyan. Konovin Yochel Lasmatanosoi. You cannot change your mind. If after that he decided to go Kosa L'Rishay Mitakinyan Vizikola and then our Kosa L'Shayri, it's not going to work. Here you don't say like on the Amid Aleph, he wrote a shtar and he made a kinyan. Maybe his kavana was to be yoytze with, not with the Maton Shchimra, but with that kinyan. Vizikola V'konomine Kim in the Kulihai, but he did so much. This is another instance where it becomes Yipei Koyach, but this is a greater Yipei Koyach than we said on the top of the Amid, because the Yipei Koyach of the Kanin Minei Moisval Matantana was not enough to say Im Amad Einu Chayz. It was only enough to go and solidify this to be a shtar that Amad Chayz. If he passed away, it's a good kinyan. If he recovered, he can still have Charot. But here, what we're saying is this becomes so invincible. So we initially thought, we Bnei Yeshiva in Beis Rav, we thought Hani Miliachet, that if he wants to now change it from Rishon to Sheni, it's too late, you can't give it to Sheni. But maybe for himself, if this person recovers, he could. And even if he didn't recover yet, but he says, you know what, I changed my mind, I'm not giving it to him. The whole reason, as you know, that I was giving it to him was Machmas Misa, even though I didn't say it. But it was an Umdra, B'Shem Shazurim, B'Shem Menasya. But I want you to know, I changed my mind, I want to take it for myself. That's what we thought of Matzvaloi, Umdra Pchizda, Kiyos Ravuna, Mikufi Pirsha. When Shmuel said it, he said, Bein Li'atzmoy, Bein La'achedim, it makes no difference. Once you do the triumvirate, the trio of writing it down, handing over the shtar, machakinyan, then it becomes irrevocable, both the atzo and bein lachir. Another two lines. Why not? Rav Huna came from Kufri. He was vacationing in Kufri, or he's giving the daf in Kufri. Maybe. It doesn't look like it, but maybe. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, perhaps he was also a Talmud of Shmuel. Maybe there was a Rav Huna Mikofi. Anyway, the Gemara tells us a real life story. There was a person that Taka did all the three over here, that he wrote a shtar, and he handed it over, and he made a kinyan. Maybe the same Rav Huna. Omar may avid lach. And this person now recovered, Baruch Hashem, and he said, I have charot, I want to get all of my property back. He says, there's nothing I can help you with. You didn't do like your normal rank and file the way normal people do it. What would normal people do? Just do a matan shchimra. Or do a matan shchimra and a moisiv kanina minei moisiv otad the dot. But you handed over the shtar and you made a kinyan. Now it's irrevocable and there's nothing to talk about. And therefore, you lose it forever and ever, even though you recovered. Here you put the two dots. Now, we still have a couple of minutes. For those of you that have a couple of minutes, we have a beautiful Rishbam, and the Rishbam now summarizes the entire Shmuel and says, therefore, we have four Shmuels all together. Let's take a quick look at the Rishbam. Where are you, please? I'm okay. Let's hear the Amud Aleph. It's okay. First, let's go 8 to 10 lines to the top. Who the Konamine? What was the case? This last case, Kosav Vezika. He handed over the shtar. The Konamine made Akinyan. Virotz Lachzer Boy Kisham Michol. He wanted to change his mind. Said Rav Huna, you don't do Kimakni Inchi. What means Makni Inchi? Shchimera Hanuysim LeAchemis. The Chayyim should say Shchive Mera. Multiple Shchimeras who give the Achemisa Ladash Yechzu Behem. On the condition implicit that they want to get it back in the Yamdu, Shekoisvin, Oy Maknin, Oy Koisvin, U Maknin. They do one of the two. Aval Ata Kosavta, Vizachisa, Viknaisa, the Bari Shmuel, Moidi Ben Atzvin Achad, that it's already irrevocable, you don't get it back. The Hashe Shemina Midalad Mili Di Omer Shmuel Bishmaitin. The Kaiman Lon Kavosi Bedinim, we pass like him Bedinim. And now, Rishvam summarizes the entire daf in the next 20 lines. Matnas chimra b'deloy shayir sheyesh ba kinyan b'loy zika loy es hashtar lo yedana mai eden ba. This is the very first case that we had. A matnas chimra b'deloy shayir, didn't leave anything over, and therefore it's a full-fledged, gave everything away. But it says, Yesh Bakinyan, that was the first case of Kanu. But he didn't hand over the shtar. He just wrote in the shtar, also the Losh Matan. And he didn't say, the Kanunine Moisif. He just gave a last will, a testament at Tzavah, which also had Lishoinois of Kinyan, and he made a Kinyan. I don't know what to do, said Shmuel. But like Kana, he's not going to make a Matan. Afil Mesa Noisif, even if he dies. That was case number one. How are you miyapes koichai? The kosovo, he writes in the fish, bekanina minei moise matan de da. Kania mekabu matana. Then we say that it would be an effective shtar shchemra. That, of course, that was the second halacha. That's what we asked the stira from back on the Amud Aleph. Where if he's miyapes koichi, writes in beferish, mat kanina minei moisa matatado, then it is a good shtar. But fushim meisa noisim, only if the noisim passes away. Avlim amar choizer. That was the halacha of Shmuel. Amud Yiram Shmuel. We had in the Amud Aleph. Shchemra shekasa kol v'chasa lachem. Avu mishakana miyadei. Amud is choizer. Amud choizer. Bidua shli. Are you kidding? A machmas misa. We know al pi umdina. The whole reason why he was giving this away is because machmas misa. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel do kimna. B'miyap es koichai. And we're learning like that. Ukimta that he did the yipa koich. Shemin alei. Laha. That's how we know this halacha. Good. So that was halacha number two. Halacha number one was without the yipui koyach, he did a matana, mita matana, mita kinyan. I don't know what to do. And therefore the whole thing falls away, and it's not an effective matana shchimra, and therefore just going to go to the yorshim. And even a mace choizer, but not that he's choizer, but it doesn't, it's not effective, it's not a valid shtar. But it's in the yipui koyach, with this lotion of kanina minei moisef, it's a good shtar. And therefore, if he passes away, it's effective. But him Ahmad choise. Now, number three, Ushchimra she Amr kisu tenu mana leploini umeis choise v'nois on the achamisa kiru kimna lishmuel then the yapes koychai again with that special yipik koych loshin abelo yipik koych loykana the ancient ali achamisa the imkosav. It could be that the Rishvam considers that to be part of halacha number two. The second scenario, it's a yipa koyach, it's a good shtar. However, it's only a good shtar if he dies, not if he lives. V'yem kosav zika ashtar l'mosu l'zeh l'raya. This is halacha number three, that if he wrote out, and the zika ashtar, meaning that he was moiser zeh, he handed it over. And this is the Rishvam that I was quoting before. Not the Kinyan, but the Raya. He's giving it as evidence of the last will and testament that he handed over. Because of Ezekiel is there, and he also handed over the shtar to the second one. No Kinyan. Just wrote out a shtar, the Raya, and he handed over the shtar. Moser loy, what's the name? Shani Kona. The heart of Memerishan. He changes mind from the first one. He goes to the second one. Vuhusha makes it, of course, that's if he dies. Vim Ahmad Khoizer. However, if he lives, he's Khoizer. The Khom Matna Shemra, the Khom Nechasim, lo Yibakoyach Bishtar. Im Ahmad Khoizer. That's the standard halacha. That Im Ahmad Khoizer. Hilkoch Shani Nami Kona. The heart of Memerishan. So that was halacha number three. Avu. M. Kosav, Mizika, and he also handed over the shah. The Hikman, he also made a Kenyan. Kama Shmuel, the Kona Kamala Gamri, Bainli Atzmai, Bainli Acher, Vim Omar, Einoi, Choizer. So, Bekitzer, Rabbi Sai. In case number one, what was the case was? You had a Matna Shchimra, a star Matna Shchimra. There was also a Lashon of Matonas Bari of the Konumine that we made a Kenyan. But it didn't say Moisef, it just says the Konumine. Ooh, say Shmuel. I don't know. Was this a shchimra matana? Was it a matnas bari? I don't know. Lo yodana eden ba, and therefore the star is no good.
And
that's why the Yor should get it, for that very reason. Because I don't know. It's a Moshe Mechavel of a Raya. The beneficiary in the star will have to prove what his intention was. If I cannot prove it, it'll go to the Yor. So that's case number one. Case number two is the very same case that we're talking about, but he didn't just write in the star, we made a Kenyan. He said, we made a Kenyan to supplement and enhance the Matnish Chimera. That's why he says, Kanina Mina. You know why? Moisiv Amatan Tadon. Not to be possibly a substitute, but to be a supplement, to be an enhancement. Oh, in such a case, says Shmuel, I agree now to Rav, it's a Vad, it's a kosher star. But I won't go as far as Rav to say that because of that Kanina Mina, it becomes irrevocable. It's a good star, it's a good Matnish Chimera, a regular Matnish Chimera.
And because of everything, Imamat Choser.
Exactly, Imamat Choser. And then we had the third case, where he wrote out his shtar, didn't have any lashonis of konaminei, he didn't make a kinyan, however he did a mesiris shtar, he handed over the shtar l'raya, as the person should have proof and evidence subsequently that it belongs to him. That's also an effective matnash chema. He didn't say konaminei, no confusion, no murkiness, it's a good shtar, it's a good matnash chema. But once again, since it's only a good matnash chema, in Meis, it's effective, but in Ahmad, Choyzer, once again, he can have Charot.
And he can give it to somebody else.
And he can give it to somebody else, if he's, when he's still alive. The Sederish, he gives the Sheni to the Shlish, exactly right. And the fourth case was, he wrote it, and he handed over the Shtar, and he wrote, and he also did a Kinyan in addition to that. This now becomes a supercharged, super enhanced situation. Even Shmuel would agree in such a case. Ahmad, Einoy Choyzer.
Just
exactly. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a Gittin Choydish. See you, Mitchum, all on.